huge jury on the face. Instead of standing up, running around, the sharpest tool in school don't even know what's up. My best friend's long gone, but I got runner-ups. Best friend's long gone, but I got runner-ups.
How you guys doing? Sick. I just, what'd you guys see today?
Under the ground, when you come back around, I wanna see you still the same. Grow so wild. Pick the best ones off the bush. You relish and wish your all right life was laced with ripeness.
SXM Liquid Metal. Force feeding you new heavy music. Visigoth. Warrior Queen.
These are great names.
Oh, here we go. Finally, this is fucking good music. Can't even jokingly listen to it.
Motherfucker, kick cack and see cool, nigga. motherfucker.
We gon' get it shaking, white dollars and black phantoms. Niggas wanna holler, we hollering back at them. Fuck if you didn't know, you about to learn now. I'm turning the fuck up, the club get burnt down. We banging no wax, my gun get too hot. Bumping too high, hanging out the rooftop. Bulletproof shooters, armadors, street beefing. With me eating carnivores, I'm gangster so hard, my gangster Bogart. Hear me in the headphones on the 3 and the 4 yard. West Coast Sin City, you can charge it to the game. I ain't giving a bitch shit, not a goddamn thing. Play haters hate me cause I knock they games. Rock they mic and then hop they frame. Stop they bike and then block they lane. Top they price and then pop they brain like.
Soon as you see me, it's khakis and a beanie. I'm a neighborhood nigga writing my rhymes in graffiti. But my 9 turns into a squirter. And when I pull it out, it shine like the Silver Surfer. I'm all Western with a bottle of Jack. Yo, tell me where this ratchet motto and that. She can swallow my dick, you can swallow my cat. And as a matter of fact, I just happen to rap. Plus I used to live in Hawthorne, Slip was blasting the mat. Niggas in the whack, stuffed in the trash in the back. Buried in the alley, this is your grand finale here in Killer Cali. So that's right, enemy's mics made a kryptonite. Blue everything, nigga, we gon' grip tonight. And we gon' trip tonight, and we gon' sip tonight. Fuck your bitch tonight, she's in the flip, the nigga slip was right. It's an L.A. thing, 4 times 10 with 6 on the end. Got Remy Martin mixed with my chin, it's Westside.
Bang, bang, roller skating, hating, get a nigga chased. Ramp down the block for blocks, I don't give a fuck about you with you, you too, nigga. Get your ass whooped and mopped on YouTube, nigga. Show me what it's about, you can't fool a fool, nigga, motherfucker. Kick cack and see cool, nigga.
Kryptonite,
nigga.
Nightmare,
motherfucker,
kick, cack, and see cool, nigga. The G-Roaster, supposed to show to see the closer. High off Dozier, pistol out the holster. Fruit West Coaster, banging is the culture. Low lows, hoes, and gangsters with the punks. Play me like a pump, then fuck all discussions. I don't do no bluff, but slugs will hit your pumpkin. Killer Cali streets where them khakis heavy creased. Homie stacking cheese, but get active when it's beef. Packages are deep, jacking with the heat. Mashing like a Jeep, never basking in defeat. Demands my respect, from hands to the tech. My city don't allow off brands on the set. Fuck what you rep, we crimping to the death. Low spray the coat, silver sack, getting wet. Tax on our chest, back arms and necks. Scored up flesh from the wars we address. Royal blue, baby blue, light blue, dark blue. Fat blue laces in my chucks when I walk through. Slip New York to what a nigga gon' do. Gang bang like a motherfucker to the zone through. Kingpin, D-threat, enemy, E36, oh, Watergate, 46, CC, Hawthorne, Long Beach, reppin' for the gangsters. Kryptonite, this the shit that keep niggas bang.
Kryptonite.
Not just sagging, waving my flagging. Live from headquarters, Dub C down with DJ Premier, nigga, on Hip Hop Nation. Rags crease, fingers in the motherfucking air. Skep, skep. And Premier down with me.
Hip Hop Nation.
I like to welcome you niggas with open arms. Under the influence when you chose the bond. Mingling with the hoes and dons. His rules to this shit, dude, pros and cons.
Do it, too.
I do it to these niggas for this money.
Do it, too.
I do it to you niggas for this money. I walk up with it in my pocket. I go in the club box and cock it. And walk, walk, walk it, nigga. Walk it, walk it. I get a little extra when my theme's on. Heavy hero need his theme song. You out of pocket in my city with that bling on. You gon' get your team gone. You part-time killers get steamed on. You Twitter gorillas never seem strong. Now who I got to lean on? Turn the beam on it. Wah, 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 you nigga. You know what it is, I stop and push it. And you ain't a tough guy, stop it, nigga. Niggas gotta get it how they live. So I don't take shit but the money. String a band body at your crib. Go ain't shit for the money. I can skate off without using the AR. And you having your face ate off, play ball. So I welcome you niggas with open arms. Under the influence when you chose to bond. Mingling with the hoes and dons. His rules to this shit, dude, pros and cons.
Do it,
I do it
to these niggas, but it's money. I do it to you niggas, but it's money. I walk up with it in my pocket. I'll go in the glove box and cock it. And walk, walk, walk it, nigga. Walk, 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 walk. I ain't got no call for you niggas. You lit it. Let me change the rule for you niggas. Yellow line throw tool for you niggas. I'll walk, walk, walk it old school for you niggas. Saratoga AM jewels for you niggas. Big school for you niggas. Oh, you cool with the nigga? You willing to lay in the pool for the nigga? I'll wop, 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 you nigga. Top of the class, Hood Harvard. The dudes I went to school with are monsters. The caliber of niggas that I sponsor. They'll run up on you, defund you. To do it to you niggas, they'll be on it. A quick text from the throwaway, they on it. Their parking lot is dark. You should've picked a better place to park. Bet they let it spark, so I welcome you niggas with open arms. Under the influence when you chose to bond. Mingling with the hoes and dons. His rules to this shit, dude, pros and cons.
Do it, Joe.
I do it to these niggas for this money.
Do it, Joe.
I do it to you niggas for this money. I walk up with it in my pocket. I'll go in the glove box and cock it. And walk, walk, walk it, nigga.
Walk, 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 walk.
Yo, yo, man, you already know what it is, man. It's the motherfucking God himself, man. Westside Gun, and every Friday, you already know. And I'm on the way to the club, man, to pop them things. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the big homie, man, the legend himself, DJ Premier, live from headquarters, man. Play that shit every Friday, because I said so, nigga. Straight up. Hello.
Hip-hop nation.
The rhyme is greater than any hater. Fendi Gators, I've been creative. Plenty shaded by the flavors. She long awaited this long dick. Why she stark naked? She look painted, she persuaded the situation. I'm all game like Pistol Pete, the pistol creep. Fistful of E, got crystals, weed, even lean. What else you need? I got it. We from the bottom with product. Now we a problem in Prada selling narcotics. I'm never spotted. Stay wavy like aquatics. Tongue like a guam. Out in Yokohama with some coke from Tijuana. This fish like piranha. Kill you quick, you a goner. Pull hammers with loose grammar. Police scanners on new rappers. OGs in the slammer cause they ratting. The new chapter is turned. The gun clap you and burn. The drum will go dumb cause the young will never learn.
We don't operate like that, yo. In the field with the real, you get clapped slow. We don't operate like that, yo. Talking shit like a bitch, you get smacked, ho. We don't operate like that, yo. In the field with the real, you get clapped slow. We don't operate like that, yo. Talking shit like a bitch, you get smacked, ho.
Bottega, Veneta, Vendettas with Berettas. On the terrace, the era was dapper than leather. Sweaters that led us to authentic from synthetic. Embedded to seven, being unapologetic.
Fuck all y'all.
No Jamaican roots, I'm what niggas dreaded. Kinetic, mind magnetic, prophetic, rhyme frenetic. Poetic lines, majestic, injected the retrospective. Now we on the internet selling these holy lectures. Calculate math every minute. No gimmick, don't mimic, count spinach. Sky's the limit, it's vivid. Like a Scorsese flick, wavy script, keep a crazy bitch. Guns from Israeli kids, Ralph Lauren, Navy fit. Stay dapper, gun clapper. The young clapping for dumb laughter. It's unnatural, but shit happens. It's potent like the mama's venom. In tongue and linen, tongue fucking almond skin women straight from Yemen.
We don't operate like that, yo. In the field with the real, you get clapped slow. We don't operate like that, yo. In the field with the real, you get clapped slow. We don't operate like that, yo. Talking shit like a bitch, you get smacked, ho. We don't operate like that, yo. We don't operate like that, yo. Talking shit like a bitch, you get smacked, ho. We don't operate like that, yo. We don't operate like that, yo. Talking shit like a bitch, you get smacked, ho.
Q-Tip right here. You checking out my nigga, you know what I'm saying? My motherfucking heart. Motherfucking the one and only DJ Premier. On live in the headquarters, man. Get your whole shit right, man. Hip Hop Nation. Lay back. Yeah, this is shit my old king of fuck with right here.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
gonna see you on Sunday.
I'm gonna do it on Sunday.
DJ
for me. Two D's for a double dose. Two's and D's on the Dandy bubble coat. Two's squeeze at the much smoke. I want it. We can mix it up and make gumbo. Snub nose, mugs and blows, calico and tumble. All shit is talking, all this mumbo jumbo. First one with thump, keep it a hundo. We get a buck, we still live by the old teachers. We don't love no hoe, don't love them. Those are cuckolds. I had to go and flood the roads with blood storms. Homes from sticky puffy cones, I'm eating lovely. Trust me, we live comfy, we don't have money woes. No, knew I was gully since the youngin' with the runny nose. Even though we drove here in luxury, it was a bumpy road. I had to pump, it feels good to have company though. I'm comfy, oh, I'm in my underclothes. My location is undisclosed. This is black on, this ain't though the crack is long. Your flows won't pass the ass and test the pass for gold. I blast the chrome, won't you see his ass and elbows. Straps on the Margiela's Velcro. The fire from the metal melt to snow. I got stories, bring marshmallows. Yeah, we bout to camp for fire from the metal melt to snow. I got stories, bring marshmallows.
Listen. Food on the table, coke on the stove. Yeah, with the secret society, Bohemian Grove. We took five fish and five loaves. And fed 5,000, I guess I'm like Christ, I suppose. We drove hoopties up the bumpy roads. Now we pull up in foreigns on the bumpy roads.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah.
What the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga? From humble beginnings, doing double shifts. Got sticks, he's not double men. Just like the big double disc. With different eyes, we double dip. In trouble, you don't know who the fuck.
Us as a referee, I'm saying, you're trying to fight clean.
Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Jams.
seven and a crescent. Twist the braids and I'm peace like that.
Coming out the dick real quick, what? Like this is it, what? This is it. What?
Who? What?
Who? What?
Who?
Women don't know how to flirt.
That's right.
Yo, James, Royce, remember Prime One? Remember when I said word? That's how you fill up on this track? Little bitch, come and try to shit on that one. Yeah, and on that note, move on to the next one.
Yeah. You already know what it is. Y'all know where it's at, but you know what it is. Where's that? Live from the headquarters. Your boy Hov. Legendary DJ Premier. Hip Hop Nation. We ain't gonna never stop, nigga. From D&D live in the headquarters for reason of doubt. Yeah, that's what we do. DJ Premier. I mean, we get it first. Fuck off. Peace and love. H.O.
Right now you tuned in with my nigga DJ Air, my homeboy DJ Air. You already know what it is. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. Yeah.
Listen, we've got Porch's set from Floodfest coming up for you in just a sec here on SiriusXMU.
SiriusXMU covers South by Southwest direct from Austin with new discoveries, artist appearances, and live music. From the stage at Flood Magazine's Floodfest, this is Porch's.
Tournament, I don't understand any type of passion that goes along with it because you're yelling at children. Like, and then you do these office pools, and just some woman in your office who's never watched sports ends up winning because she's like, oh, Texas Longhorns, I love cows. Like, and she picks them to go all the way, and she wins the money.
This is happening. Listen anytime on the SiriusXM.
So I know you've heard of Cars for Kids.
That great
charity you've trusted for years with your car donations. But did you know Cars for Kids also accepts real estate donations? If you're paying maintenance fees and taxes on a property you don't use, or dealing with management and violations on out-of-state properties, you'll want to hear about this. It's really simple, actually. Cars for Kids has a whole team of specialists dedicated to ensuring that the transfer of your property will be seamless and hassle-free. They'll take over all taxes, maintenance, and insurance obligations. And get this, you'll receive a tax deduction for the full appraised value of your property. Now is the time to donate. So visit carsforkids.org.
Thank you.
we do.
That sweater on. Yo, look how this nigga cuff his wrist. This nigga cuff his wrist like jeans. This motherfucker on a four-button pullover grandfather sweater.
Damn.
Fast, how bad? We didn't mean to call you into work. We know you painted the living room when you rushed here.
Stay away from my grandmother, you nasty old nigga. I got a grandfather.
Hey,
yo, Kino. This nigga on a pair of Buck Crayolas. Just ain't Chuck Taylors.
Buck Crayolas.
That's Buck Crayolas. You ever heard of Buck Crayolas, Royce?
No, they Tuck Taylors.
Oh, them shits is Tuck Taylors. He wore them in the dyslexic store.
You see how I got to team up on me? King of Chill, man. Y'all know, this how y'all play the legends in here, man?
I know. King of Chill, good.
King of Chill is good.
Creepy Clown.
Creepy Clown is the
same. Oh, yeah, they cracking on your alter ego.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. They trying.
Casey is the smooth nigga that made history.
Right.
Creepy Clown is the old nigga with the slacks with the dick print. with the chain that go from his watch to his wallet. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, Kino, when you came up, did you see a Cessa ride downstairs? That's for Creepy Clown.
A who?
A Cessa ride.
That's
a cab service for
y'all. Y'all idols in Detroit?
I don't think so. We do.
Wow. Detroit ain't got the budget for that. For real. You know, Detroit's still trying to kill its residents. They poisoning the water out in that right, motherfucker. What's up with Flint?
Same.
Still can't take no shower?
I don't know. I don't think it's got too much better.
Why everybody in Flint don't just walk to the white folks' neighborhood and set up camp? Occupy white folks' neighborhood. Right, Kino? I don't believe that. I'm going to stay in Flint, Michigan, in the projects, taking acid showers. Shit makes no sense to
me. You do now?
No. I'm in the Bronx taking fluoride showers.
Mm.
You got to understand.
Fucking up your teeth.
The devil's we deal with just trying to fuck up our teeth and our pineal gland. Out in Michigan, they trying to kill motherfuckers.
Pineal gland.
Yeah, I know about my pineal gland. That's why I'm trying to preserve my son's pineal gland. Now I want to be able to walk through walls and walk on water.
Right on.
And all the fly shit.
Right on.
Okay, 4, 5, 6, yeah. Hey, hoes on my dick, niggas saucy, and they hatin'. Cause Lil Perp is young and rich. Then my girl got a girl, but her tongue she got my kiss. I just jumped up in that jet, hurt my voice, none no six. I'm a perp behind the man, yeah, these verses worth a brick. And she know that I got hoes, but she still gon' suck my dick. All these diamonds on my neck, got the flu, bitch, I'm sick. This is a fact. My niggas cameras and robbers, yeah. Everything hit like the darts. Drop on my teeth in the water. Spit on the racks, I'm a baller. I get the bread like a mama. He tried to run, but we got him. Turn his head down to the bar. Wait, I want all the smoke. I smoke all the dope. Uzi, where the scope? Wait, I got all these racks. I've been moving grass. Little bit, throw it back. Okay, 1, 2, 3, yeah. I just popped a beat. Okay, 4, 5, 6, yeah. A-holes on my dick. Niggas salty and they hatin'. Cause Lil Perp is young and rich. Then my girl got a girl, but her tongue she got my kiss. I just jumped up in that jet. Reach my woods, none no six. I'm a perp and hide the man. Yeah, these verses worth the brick. And she know that I got hoes, but she still gon' suck my dick. All these diamonds on my neck. Got the flu, bitch, I'm sick. Smokin' on cutting that stain. Lil Perp got blue like the bank. Lil Perp on top of the ring. I'm in the cut like a shame. Yo, big AT is bust down. But the low, she get buzzed down. Look for the ride in the truck now. I spend the rest, get no touch now. Switch lanes, switch lanes. I flip the bitch like a switch lane. Water on me like it's just rain. I said that bitch, I said Ukraine. Whoa, 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 whoa. She wanna sniff on his blow. Whoa, I'm like a couple of hoes. Jumping at my fucking hoes. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I just popped a beat. Okay, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, A-holes on my dick. Niggas,
the airway of law to the academy. Dropping back to back here. On streets is watching. On Shade 45.
This is a
bro. I was pillow talking with my ex. She said, you know how I was.
Lost inside the sex thing, I forgot who I was venting to. My homie favorite rapper, Kanye West, since we was little. So I knew that boy a motherfucking dropout for you. I was on my shit so clean, turned this to a routine. Turn this to a routine. Boy, my shit too clean. Turn this to a routine.
Just started raining so hard.
I was pillow talking.
It's still like sunshine. Scariest shit. Scariest shit in the world was like that. Doesn't seem right.
It seems like guys get away with it more often than not, and folks aren't penalized to dissuade folks from doing it. And then lastly, if you can give your comments on the UFC fight card where Valentina bludgeoned that girl and the referee didn't stop it when it should have been stopped. So anyway, thanks a lot, guys. I'll take it off.
Thank you, man. You got all that?
Do I have to answer all that? here's your first thing. You know, Ben and the great reporters, great guys, but you know, look at they're wanting to sensationalize something. Here's the point of, you know, what referees are looking for as far as fouls. What when you if you go into this, we're going to do things black and white. We're going to, you know what? You grab the fence in any fashion, we're going to take a point from you. You do it, we're going to take a point from you. As I was saying earlier, the fans would not be happy with that referee. They would get pissed because you're going to have someone who absolutely wins a fight easily and loses the fight on the cards based upon a referee saying that a guy standing here doing this for half a millimeter of a second, that's worth a point. A point in MMA is not, it's I want you to take a look at the NFL, okay? There's these yellow little hankies that go up in the air, okay, the flag. And referees or officials...
It's like the stupidest thing ever, too, man. I don't know why they do it.
Well,
the officials, I thought you meant the Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
Oh, no. I'm talking about... They're throwing those little yellow flags up in the air throughout the game. But each time they throw it, there's not the same consequence, okay? There's times when they throw it and they take and they move the ball... based upon where it is on the field, they move it 5 yards. It could be that same penalty if it's near the goal line, moves the ball 6 inches.
okay? It could be that they throw that flag up in the air and it moves the ball 85 yards, okay? So each time they throw it, there's a different consequence based upon that foul. Well, that's the same thing that we try to do to a point in MMA, because not all fouls are the same and they don't all have a consequence in the fight. And if a breach of the rules, a guy goes and, you know, I get start to get taken down and my hand does this and you see my finger catch that as and I end up on the ground anyways. Ended up where the hell I was gonna be put. This didn't stop it. Yes, the finger did hook, but the referee's gonna say, don't grab the fence, and he's gonna let it go on. And in the black and white world, we now have a stop. There's a point deduction, and we put him down, and you go, you've just altered this fight greatly with something that really didn't alter it at all.
Right.
And you've got to have common sense in it. I'm gonna go back and Bellator 194, we had an eye poke incident. Okay? And most times people are like, well, you poked in the eye. Every eye poke is different. Okay, we get eye pokes based upon what someone's doing. You had the incident, it was in Australia, I think, in Perth.
Yeah.
Where you have the fighter trying to get out of a guillotine choke.
Was it Jake Matthews and
Jingling
or whatever?
Jingling. Yeah. There you go, exactly. And you look at that, and look at that. That's not just an eye gouge. Okay, that is an absolute attempt to gouge someone to get your kids up. Now, I'm not saying that he's purposely trying to gouge the eyes, but where his fingers go, and look, the referee at that time, you can't slap the hands. You have to pull the hands up and away from the eyes, okay? If you're going to say, I'm going to try to let Jake finish this fight, and you're going to let Jake try to finish the fight the way that's the best for him to finish it with a submission hold, I'm going to try to let that play out. And I'm going to pull at Jing's hands away from it. It's going to cause him more problems in the hold. If that affects the hold in a bad way for him, I don't care. But I'm going to let Jake try to finish his fight in that fashion. But if he can't get him out in that fashion and his head pops out, stop. Time. And I'm going to pull him up. I have a fighter that, you know what, his eyes are the most important thing right now. I don't care about position. I'm going to do things and I'm going to take care of Jake. I may let the fight go on if Jake wants to get himself back into the fight with Jing at this point, and he can see, I'll let him get it, and I'm going to take 2 points for what he did, and I'll put the fight back. Or it might end up as a DQ, okay? Because that type of eye poke is different. But you had an eye poke in Bellator 194. People look at it, and they go, oh, it's not going to be anything. I said, don't say that. And Dammer God takes a point. And the reason he takes a point is he looks at it. After looking at the eye, he sees it. This fighter is now diminished based upon that foul. And being diminished, I need to level this out. And so I'm going to take a point to try to level this back out based upon you diminished him with what wasn't intentional, but it's illegal. And that's what you need referees to do. Make good decisions based upon the circumstances that you have. You can't get into this black and white world. You get into the black and white world, it doesn't work. You know, so it's a matter of with everything that's occurring, you've got to have the ability to make choices. Is everyone going to be happy with those choices? No. Everybody that wants Josh Emmett thinks he got screwed. Everybody that wanted Jeremy Stephens thinks that was a great job. That's just the way it is in fighting. And if it had gone the other way, everyone that wanted Josh Emmett said that Dan Merglot is the greatest referee ever. And everyone that wanted Jeremy Stephens said Dan Merglot sucks. You can't make them all happy. You just have to try to do what is right for the fighters at that time of the fight. You know, the whole thing with Valentina, I was, you know, talking with, you know, Dan about this. The difference with what we look at as a referee, and what I'm saying, I need the referee to understand everything the fighters are doing. Okay, when I say everything they're doing, that means they have to know when a person is in side control on me in this position. Because the way I would have looked at it, I would have let that fight go throughout the first round. Absolutely. Okay? Everything that she's doing, Priscilla
Cachoeira.
So Priscilla has got Valentina in guard. On her back, what's the better position she can have her? There is none. Okay? So having her in between her legs in guard is the best defensive position
that Priscilla can have against Valentina's position. And if you look at it, Valentina's landing good elbows at times, but she's landing ones. She's wham, she'll hit her with a good elbow. Okay, but she's being very smooth and efficient with what she's doing. She's not trying to burn through energy, but she's trying to damage her. But it's a slow process. And Priscilla does the best job she can do. She gets hit with an elbow that cuts her. Okay, a cut is not a big deal. It's how much did the blow rattle her brain? That's what I want to know. So they get through the first round. But as the referee, I always look at fights, and all fights are different when we talk about how far are we going to let this go. You know, people sit there and say, you referee all fights the same. That's a fucking lie. You can't. Okay? There are those ones, you know, I've got to let this thing. This is a championship fight of such proportions. I got to let this thing go to that very last bit that I can without causing this fighter undue damage. And you look at this one, you go, this is an important fight for Valentina because she is, you know, that number one in bantamweight, and this is at flyweight. And it's an important fight for Priscilla, but it's her debut fight in the UFC. And you look at, you know, her record, and you go, no, well, yeah. I look at, you know, and I would have looked at everybody she fought, and I go, yeah, it's a bunch of Brazilian fighters down here. This is not on
padded, yeah.
Valentina's level. So now that I get to the second round, I'm looking to say, okay, let's see how she comes out. Okay, and as she comes out, is she going to start to throw in an effective fashion to stand with Valentina? Because obviously I've already seen she's got problems on the ground with her. So she comes out and the same thing happens. Valentina starts to counter, but hits her, but then goes and does an inside trip to take her down, but ends up in side control. And as she ends up in side control, now as the referee, I'm starting to go, you better show me that you can start to work your way out of this. I'm not going to sit there and just let you take a consistent beating in this position with you showing that, oh, you're ineffective. So she starts to think, and now Valentina is opening up not with ones. She's going with twos and threes, and she's starting to really go after her from this position, puts her into a crucifix, and when she puts her in the crucifix, starts to open up, and you can see the referee, Mario, tells her, you know, move, and she's trying to move, and she finally gets her way through it. And when it comes back to the second position of the crucifix, what you want to do as a referee is look and say, what is the fighter doing underneath to get themselves to a better position? Nothing. She's not doing anything. She's not sticking her elbow in the right place. Her arms are getting exposed, being pushed out from Valentina. Right there, you're getting yourself to a position you can't defend yourself. Everything that is occurring is one fighter showing a dominance in this position over the other fighter. And when her feet are starting to go up in the air and her hips are off the ground, as the referee, you're looking at going, Jesus Christ, you're now starting to look like a kid on the schoolyard who's being dominated by someone that has skill. And you have
right on his chest.
Yep. And you're showing that you have no knowledge of how to get yourself out of this position at this time. I'm going to get you out of this. That's what you're looking for. So, you know, was it as horrible as they made out? She got beat up. And our job as the referee is to say, look at fighters in that position, professional fighters get paid to get damaged. That's just part of what they get paid for. Now, what we're there for is to say, all right, this is legitimate. This is all acceptable damage. And now it gets to the point of, I do not allow the person to get unacceptable damage. And that's the when they can no longer be in the fight. And what I would look at, what's going through my head is, I'm looking and saying, does Priscilla have a puncher's chance? No. She showed on her feet she doesn't have a puncher's chance. She can't even stand with Valentina. Does she have a submitter's chance? Not even close. Doesn't have the ability to submit Valentina. What's best for her right now is to be to get her out of the fight so she doesn't get unacceptable damage. What's best for her, what's best for the sport of MMA, what's best for the fans? That's my criteria. And now I get to that point, no, stop it. It's over.
I like that you brought that up too about the different, you know, every fight's a different way because of watching that. We're so used to watching a certain level of action and a certain definitive stoppage. And we didn't really get that, you know, level of fighter or that definitive stoppage. And it reminded me of amateur things, amateur events that I have either watched or been a part of myself, or in, you know, an amateur boxing match. I've had Mark Smith tell me, hey, protect yourself. And I'm like, why did he tell me to, oh, I've been tagged a lot. I'm not that good at this boxing thing. Yeah, I should probably protect myself. I was lucky enough to get through it. But again, I felt like the referee felt I was safe because he was on top of it to make sure if it started going way too one direction. And it's a little tricky though, because you know that's a big stage. You know, you're in the big stage UFC, but you're having a kind of
it is. But I want you to look at it this way. Okay, you're looking at that fight. Khabib is going to be fighting coming up.
Right,
he's going to be fighting Tony Ferguson, and I've done a bunch of Khabib fights. Okay, and every time I have refereed Khabib Nurmagomedov, he has dominated his opponent. Dominated a good fighter, dominated Rafael Dos Anjos, dominated Michael Johnson, dominated Edson Barbosa. Okay, now you watch what those fight. Watch what Michael Johnson is trying to do to get himself back into the fight. He's doing the right things. I'm going to let it go because he's doing the right things. He's putting his hands in the right places. He's just having this problem with this dominant guy, Edson Barbosa. He's getting the shit beat out of him, but he's doing the right things to try to get him back. And so look, this is where I say. Fighters get paid to get damaged. It's the unnecessary damage when they're not doing those right things. That's when we get them out of the fight.
Great.
Okay, take this break. You're listening to MMA Junkie Radio on Series 67, Rush 93. We're going to try and connect with Smile and Sam Alvey when we come back.
That's interesting. What goes into refereeing, that type of shit, seems hard.
Open in your cabinet, it's appealing to the masses. What a pill make you fathom, I'm a fan of. I'm just a fan, look. I'm just a fan, really. I'm just a, hey, look. I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan, look. I lift the lid and give you words, you legit pick Snapple. So you rather stick figures than a 16.
Like, I ain't even gonna say it's cool. Like, I just ain't paying nobody for no person. Like, cause at the end of the day, like, if I gotta pay you for, I know through the label is different. You know what I'm saying? With the label, you know how the label goes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But if you come to me, so if I be like, yo, let me get a feature, and you be like, nah, I need 10,000. I'm cool. Cool. I'm not saying I don't like you as a person, but I'm cool. That means you're trying to play me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't working out here, so I gotta put more work in, and I'll come back to you later. That's how I'm gonna put it.
Pay attention and turn up your radio. DJ Teflon is dropping another world premiere. The other side.
When my day's starting crazy, my pack ain't fucking make it. The feds investigating, so my niggas turn fugazi. I keep gunners with me lately, they might gun you down for Nathan. Elgato is my code name, don't ever call me Rager. Crystal coke and crystal milk, so I see entertainment. I'm gangster, but I'm famous, bitch, I'm armed and I'm dangerous. Diamonds on me blinking, mine. Fuck with niggas thinking, mine. Who I'm gonna keep getting it, mine. Long as they keep printing, mine. Play with me, regret it. This ain't that synthetic. Y'all was too pathetic, you don't got it, then go get it. Cartel unconnected, Elgato respected. Two Asian blues with hella crews, called them Red Man and Method. When the Lord getting close, but they don't pull them over. I know my bowl's over, sack them up and keep the over. Don't weigh it over, please don't weigh it over. It's losing water rapidly, I whipped it up with soda. Count the money over, be the drink and soda. Splash the water on the water, lean the pot over. Zone 6 soldier, take your hood over. High grade, upscale, top notch.
Gonna show these niggas how to do it, bro. I don't think these niggas really understand what really going on. When a team of real niggas link up like this, this shit major, my nigga. My nigga DJ Teflon, Bankroll Fresh, show you niggas how to do it. Street money worldwide.
And that money coming through this motherfucker. Yeah. And that money coming through right now. You hear me? Laugh, nigga. It's okay, man.
Blame a douche. Everybody skeet on like we about to shoot today.
Everybody working, everybody getting paid. All these old fucking, all these old getting slayed. Young trout niggas soon, I'ma get them made. I used to have roaches in my cereal, I can't eat. Straight up out that gutter, straight up out that gutter, nigga. Hard of a hustler, that's why I don't trust a nigga. Any motherfucker, I ain't tryna lose. Fuck a silver up, I hit that bitch with the spam. Been working all day long, cause all day long I've been working. I got this shit right here, so maybe you can stop. I got the ski mask on, you fuck around and yeah, we murky. You know I'm plug surfing, my papa sell surfing. Don't tell them that we serving, cause they might be making me nervous. I gotta keep it on the try me mark your ass on purpose. All we do is trap,
yeah.
All we do is trap,
yeah.
All we do is trap,
yeah.
All we do is trap. I wanna be where I was at if I didn't fucking trap. I don't leave a trap, I stay down just to make it happen. All we do is trap,
yeah.
All we do is trap,
yeah.
All we do is trap,
yeah.
All we do is trap. I wanna be where I was at if I didn't fucking trap. I don't leave a trap, I stay down just to make it happen. Stay down to get it, grind it from a 50, then I got it up. I had my niggas with me. Used to use the razor, cut it down the middle. Used to shake the edges, make sure he get them. Never had a plug, grind it out the mud. 357, it's the fucking judge, motherfucking judge. Wish I had a plug. You wish you were connected, you wish you were respected.
You wish
I'm in this motherfucker landing fly. I got that bitch naked. She tryna show off, cause I'm in her bitch. You ain't that sexy. I'm in that motherfucker ballin', yeah, I'm being flexy. I got that ice all on me, bitch, I think I'm Wayne Gretzky. I got another bitch, she got a bitch, that bitch a lesbian. I love the way she fucking good, she fuck me good, she said she said. I got her fascinated by the diamonds in my necklace. All we do is trap, all we do is trap, all we do is trap, all we do is trap. I wanna be where I was at if I didn't fucking trap. I don't leave a trap, I stay down just to make it happen. All we do is trap, all we do is trap, all we do is trap, all we do is trap. I wanna be where I was at if I didn't fucking trap. I don't leave a trap, I stay down just to make it happen.
Airwave terrorizes the affiliate at 190 miles per hour.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's the best show on radio, right here on Shade 45.
Fat Boys here, 888 Shade 45. Tell me a little bit about you and Shiggy. How'd y'all connect and meet? And
Shiggy, my brother, actually, I DM'd him. You know, I met him in a party before all this shit.
Okay.
And I seen him, and we talked. That's when I was coming, and I was going. So I linked.
What type of party? I'm just curious.
It was a party. I think it was a PNB Rock show.
Got you.
It was a PNB Rock show, and I just linked up with him. I seen him. We chopped it up for a minute, and then he went on his way. Then like I ain't seen him for like a year. You know what I'm saying? Shit got, you know what I'm saying? Colossal, where it's not colossal where I want it to be yet, because I still got way more work to do.
Gotcha.
I'm not where I want to be. So, but at the end of the day, shit got a little bit colossal, and then we reached out again, and we just leaped up, and then that's my dog, that's my brother.
Do you, like, look on the gram to, you know, see who's coming up and...
Yeah, of course, because that's what you got to do. It's not like in the competition, oh, his number's better than mine, or he got more followers. You just see who doing what, who knew, like, you know, who to keep you, because what it is, you got to keep yourself relevant.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that. People think, oh, we can't fuck with the young niggas yet, because, no, you got to keep yourself relevant. That's how you keep yourself relevant. You can't be in no box. You got to show game, because they know some shit that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Cause, like,
yeah, they know some shit that you don't know.
This is Kun's Rendezvous on BPM.
We'll be right back.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Man, what a week.